A very good afternoon. We'll be studying a new chapter in the book of Nehemiah today. Our text is taken from Nehemiah chapter 8, but we will be focusing on verses 1 to 18. Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 to 18, and I shall read it for you. Verse 1. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And he spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday, before the men and the women, and those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose. And beside him stood Mattathiah, and Shema, and Ananiah, and Urijah, and Hilkiah, and Maaseiah on his right hand, and on his left hand, Pedaiah, and Mishael, and Melchiah, and Hashum, and Hashbadanah, Zechariah, and Meshulam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshipped the Lord with their faces on, with their faces to the ground. Also, Jeshua and Benai and Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shabbatai, Hodijah, Maaseiah, Kalita, Azariah, Jozabad, Hanan, Peliah, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, Hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. And on the second day were gathered together the chief of the fathers of all the people, the priests and the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law. And they found written in the law which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month, and that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, Go forth unto the mount, and fetch olive branches and pine branches, and myrtle branches, and palm branches, and branches of thick trees, to make booths, as it is written. So the people went forth and brought them, and made themselves booths, everyone upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house of God, and in the street of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim. And all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths and sat under the booths. For since the day of Jeshua, the son of Nun, Unto that day had not the children of Israel done so, and there was very great gladness. Also day by day, from the first day unto the last day, he read in the book of the law of God, and he kept the feast 7 days, and on the eighth day was a solemn assembly according unto the manner. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord of our life, the week has ended, but loving kindness is without end. We count our blessings and they cannot be reckoned up in order unto you. If we would declare and speak of them, indeed they are more than can be numbered. The week had its problems, but your grace was more than sufficient. Your strength was made perfect in our weakness. Thank you for your almighty hand which led us through the week. Abide with us, O our God, as we study your word. Let not the unsettled business of the new week burden us. Teach us to cast our care upon you, knowing that you care for us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Here is a shoebox. There is a friend in the box, and it is something living. Guess what is inside the box? Guess what is inside the box? Well, it's my Bible. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." The Bible becomes living as we study it and understand it. Ezra knew the importance of understanding the Bible. He took time to explain it to the Jews as they listened to it being read. Though the Bible is alive, that does not mean that all we need to do is read it. We should be committed to studying it and meditating on it so we truly understand it and so God can use it to change our lives. Ezra took time to explain the scriptures as he read them to the Jews. As a result, the people understood the scriptures and responded to them. Although the Jews had rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem and had established a community inside its walls, something else needed building. The people needed to build their understanding of God as revealed in His Word. As a sensitive leader, Nehemiah worked to facilitate the people's awareness and submission to God's Word. Roman numeral 1. Nehemiah upheld God's word. Nehemiah upheld God's word. It was now Tishri, the seventh month, that is September, October, and the most sacred month of the Jewish year. During Tishri, the Jews celebrated the Feast of Trumpets, the first day of Tishri. Numbers chapter 29, verses 1 to 6. The Day of Atonement, the 10th day of Tishri. Numbers chapter 29, verses 7 to 11. And the Feast of Tabernacles or Booths, the 15th to 21st days of Tishri. Numbers chapter 29, verses 12 to 40. The Feast of Trumpets followed the time of harvest and included a memorial blowing of trumpets and a formal assembly. The Day of Atonement included a time for the people to sorrowfully reflect on their shortcomings. The Feast of Tabernacles or Booths focused on remembering Israel's deliverance from Egypt and their subsequent wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. After settling into their cities and homes, the people regathered at the water gate on the first day of the seventh month, the Jewish celebration of the Feast of Trumpets. Chapter 8, verse 2. The first day of Tishri is the beginning of Israel's civil new year. Letter A. Nehemiah supported the desire to hear God's word. Nehemiah supported the desire to hear God's word. This is found in Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 to 2. A large assembly, all the people, had gathered at the water gate to ask Ezra to read for them from the book of the law of Moses, chapter 8, verse 1. They recognized the book as a record of God's commands to them. Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 to 2 reads, "And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate, and they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month." And Psalm 1, verses 2 to 3 reads, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." You would notice from Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 to 2, that the people of Israel reflected the theme of Psalm 1, verses 2 to 3. They delighted in the law of the Lord enough to have it read to them. When was the last time you were hungry to know God's word? As Bible-believing Christians, the basis of our faith is the written word of God. We can increase our faith only by God's word, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Thus, pastors should use expository preaching when communicating God's word to their people. Ezra modeled this word by word and verse by verse method of preaching in Nehemiah chapter 8. The completion of the wall was obviously a work of God through his willing servants. God's enabling caught the people's attention. They desired to know him better through learning his word. When God works in obvious ways in your life, it increases your desire to know him and live by his ways. The crowd gathered at the water gate rather than at the temple because only men would have been allowed in the temple. God's important message through his word is for all people of all ages. See Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 12 to 13. Nehemiah realized that the law of Moses was not merely the words of Moses. Moses wrote these as the words which the Lord had commanded to Israel. Chapter 8, verse 1. Because he highly regarded God's word, Nehemiah supported the people's request to hear Ezra read it. In fact, it is quite possible that the tall wooden platform in chapter 8, verse 4, constructed at this location for Ezra's use, had already been built under Nehemiah's direction. By the way, how might a Christian show that he highly regards God's word and believe the Bible is God's word? By seeking to know and understand it, to memorize it, to submit to it, and to encourage others by it. Nehemiah clearly did not feel threatened by Ezra. If anything, he graciously deferred to him. Nehemiah felt at home in the role God had assigned to him and was pleased to respect the role God had assigned to Ezra. As a scribe, chapter 8, verse 1, as a scribe, Ezra had devoted his life to the systematic study and exposition of the scriptures. Ezra chapter 7, verse 6 and verses 10 to 12. As a descendant of Aaron's third son, Ezra legitimately held the office of priest. Chapter 8, verse 2. Ezra chapter 7, verses 1 to 5. As a priest, Ezra represented the people to God in acts of sacred worship in the temple. When Ezra returned to Jerusalem in 458 BC, his central purpose was to introduce spiritual revival by faithfully and carefully proclaiming the word of God. He had been commissioned by Artaxerxes I to teach the scriptures to the repatriated Jews. Ezra chapter 7, verses 25 to 26. Nehemiah wisely recognized Ezra's gifts and office and utilized his skills. Ezra emphasized the people's understanding of God's word, chapter 8, verse 2. That emphasis led to a true life-changing revival among God's people. Yes, the life-changing revival was not based on a strong emotional appeal, but rather on sound teaching from God's word. Spiritual decisions go away as soon as the emotional atmosphere is gone. Think back to the spiritual decisions you have made. What part did emotion and what part did God's word play in making your decision a lasting decision? Letter B. Nehemiah listened attentively to God's word. Nehemiah listened attentively to God's word. This is found in Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 3 to 8. In willing response to the request of the people, Ezra boldly read the law, chapter 8, verses 3, 5, and 8. Nehemiah carefully listened with the rest of the congregation. A leader is not exempt from needing to hear God's word preached. All believers need a healthy dose of God's word. No leader ever reaches the point of not needing to grow from God's word. Ezra read aloud from the scroll from the morning until midday. As he read, the men, women, and children listened attentively. Chapter 8, verse 3. Perhaps as many as 30,000 to 50,000 people gathered to hear Ezra. Given the importance of his message, he stood on a high platform so everyone could see and hear him well. Chapter 8, verse 4. 13 other religious leaders stood with Ezra on the platform. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 5 reads, "And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he had opened it, all the people stood up." When Ezra took the scroll to open it, the crowd immediately stood to his feet. Apparently, they stood for the duration of the reading to show their reverence for God's word. not having personal copies of God's Word to read on their own, made hearing the Word a special experience. By the way, how would you respond if your pastor asked you to stand while he preached for several hours? Displaying a spirit of adoration and worship to God, Ezra proclaimed, "Bless the Lord." All the people answered in unison, "Amen, amen," lifted their hands, bowed their heads, and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Chapter 8, verse 6. The message immediately moved the people to repentance. After establishing a spirit of worship and submission, Ezra read the words of the law clearly and understandably. Since Moses wrote in Hebrew and many of the people probably spoke Aramaic, Ezra might have translated the text to increase the people's understanding. Assisted by others, Ezra gave the sense or the interpretation of the word as he read, chapter 8, verses 7 to 8. Proper interpretation is vital to Bible study and teaching. Ezra and his associates properly interpreted scripture by first observing what the text said and then explaining what the text meant. This simple process for understanding God's Word remains the same for us today, except we have the Holy Spirit to help in our understanding of a text. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 to 14 says, "Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." When have you sensed the Holy Spirit helping you understand a passage of Scripture? Roman numeral 2. Nehemiah addressed the people. Nehemiah addressed the people. Even the correct interpretation of God's Word, although essential, is not ultimately enough. The word must be received with the correct attitude and then put into action. The four basic steps in authentic Bible learning are information. What does it say? Insight. What does it mean? Attitude. How should I respond? Action. What should I do? We must be faithful at completing these four basic steps. If a person's practice is to read the scriptures until something strikes him as interesting, such a person will most likely not grow very deep in his spiritual walk with God. Lasting results from God's Word involves thinking through passages to the point of application. Getting a lift or good feeling from God's Word is not the equivalent of growing by God's Word. Letter A, Nehemiah's positive challenge. Nehemiah's positive challenge. This is found in Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 9 to 12. While Nehemiah was neither a scribe nor a priest, he recognized the influence his position had among the people. He wanted to use this influence for their spiritual well-being. Because it was the Feast of Trumpets, the civil new year, and Nehemiah was Jerusalem's civil leader. He addressed the assembly. Nehemiah challenged the people to stop their crying and respond with joy to God's word. Nehemiah chapter 8 verses 9 to 10 reads, "And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Ezra's proclamation of the law had a powerful impact. Perhaps the magnitude of the captivity's significance was just now becoming apparent to some of the Jewish people. The gravity of their national disobedience struck them. While Nehemiah was no doubt pleased with their sensitivity to the Lord and his word, he did not want the people to fall into morbid introspection. God's will for Israel on the Feast of Trumpets was to rejoice in him. Nehemiah called the people to let the scriptural significance of the day triumph over their immediate emotional reaction to God's word. Nehemiah emphasized the joy of the Lord and told the people to go, eat the feast of celebration, and share with those in need. Chapter 8, verse 10. Everyone then could celebrate the feast with joy. Their introspection was to turn to fellowship and sharing with others. Here is the application. A believer will not grow much spiritually if his only takeaway from God's word is a list of his shortcomings. J.R. Miller once said, "The mass of Christians make a little dark world of their own and live there. They build the walls of their houses out of their troubles and sorrows. They put stained glass in their windows. They keep the doors locked. It is all dark about them. No sunshine comes into their chambers, and no fire burns on the hearth. They have no pictures on their walls, but the pictures of their dead joys. And there they live, from year to year, in gloom and sadness, because they will not let God's sunshine in." I meet many persons who can talk for hours of their troubles, sorrows, and cares, who seem to forget that God ever made a flower, or a star, or a sunbeam, or did a single kind, tender thing for them. Believers must concentrate on God's enabling grace to realize consistent spiritual growth in their lives. Verse 10 says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." Moving on, Nehemiah chapter 8 verses 11 to 12 reads, "So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, Hold your peace, for the day is holy. Neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them." The Levites supported what Nehemiah told the assembly, chapter 8, verse 11. And the people took the counsel to heart, chapter 8, verse 12. They celebrated the Lord's goodness and provided food and drink to those in need. God's word made a tremendous impression on Jerusalem. With the help of Ezra, the Levites, and Nehemiah, the people experienced the full cycle of spiritual learning, that is, information, insight, attitude, and action. While it can be said that the city was revived by the rebuilding of the walls, it might also be said that the people were revived by the proclamation of the word. Letter B, the people's positive response. The people's positive response. This is found in Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 13 to 18. The people's good response to God's word lasted beyond the holiday celebration. They demonstrated an ongoing willingness to obey God. So the next day, the head of every household met with Ezra and the Levites to hear more of God's word. Chapter 8, verse 13. As they listened, they learned about the Feast of Booths, that is the Feast of Tabernacles, and the command to celebrate it. Chapter 8, verse 14. God commanded Israel to celebrate the Feast of Booths annually between the 15th day and the 21st day of the 7th month. Leviticus chapter 23, verses 33 to 44. The feast commemorated God's provision for the people when he brought them out of Egypt and cared for them in the wilderness. In addition, it looked ahead to the time when God would dwell with his people in the millennial kingdom. Cross-reference with Zechariah chapter 14, verses 16 to 21. Being the second day of Tishri, the people had 2 weeks to prepare for the celebration. According to the laws of celebration, the people were to make so-called booths or shelters to use for this celebration. Responding to God's word again, the people went into nearby woods and brought back branches for making booths. Chapter 8, verse 15. They built booths throughout the city, on the housetops, in the temple courts, and at the public square by the water gate. Chapter 8, verse 16. Now, Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 17 reads, "And all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths and sat under the booths, and since the days of Jeshua the son of Nun until that day had not the children of Israel done so, and there was very great gladness." This feast of booths made all the people of Judah glad, especially since they had not celebrated the feast as a unified nation since the days of Joshua. The celebration gave Jerusalem the new start it so desperately needed. Ezra continued to read from the law of God daily throughout the week-long celebration because of the word's positive effects. Chapter 8, verse 18. But why does reading God's word and obeying it make us glad? God rewards our obedience to him with joy, even when our obedience to him requires sacrifice or causes us pain. The celebration concluded with a solemn assembly on the 8th day. The people added the extra day to the Feast of Tabernacles in accordance with the law. Chapter 8, verse 18. The law called for a reading of the entire law. Every 7th year, the Jews celebrated the feast. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 9 to 13. The Jews elected to fulfill that requirement since it had been many years since anyone celebrated the feast. Nehemiah upheld God's word, and Nehemiah addressed the people. The people of Jerusalem became hungry for the word of God. They assembled at the water gate to hear Ezra read the law of Moses. Nehemiah approved this occasion and counseled the people not to weep, but to rejoice. With great rejoicing, the people heeded Nehemiah's counsel and observed the Feast of Booths as the law commanded. God's word brought spiritual renewal to Jerusalem. Today, too, spiritual renewal results from rekindled devotion to Scripture. When God's people revere and obey the Bible, righteousness pervades their lives and impacts society. Shouldn't you be giving the Bible more attention in your own personal life? Is there something you could do to build the Bible into your life? Perhaps, like these Jews, we should set aside some special time, even if a holiday or a vacation is not imminent, to reconnect with God through His Holy Word. Will you seek to set aside time to seek God in His Word?